Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your Animal Crossing couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, June 17th, 2013.
And this is episode one of Renee's favorite groups, 112.
It is. So some of you, I don't know who 112 is. Very popular 90s R&B guy group.
Was it 90s?
Yes.
Or was that late? Was that late 90s?
No. I mean, I don't know.
I think that was late 90s.
96, 97 maybe?
Okay.
Around there.
Yeah, okay.
So yeah, it's Monday. I hesitated on Monday. I don't know why. It's not like, you know, we don't record every Monday.
I know.
But it's nice to see you guys. It is rainy and hail came down from the sky.
Yep. God was mad.
God.
He was doing it.
Do it.
Do it, Jesus.
No. Dude, Jesus.
Dude, Jesus.
I found out, because I didn't know this, but there are some people who, when it storms, they turn off all the lights, turn off TV, all the electrical stuff, and the kids have to sit and be still and not do anything.
Right.
And I'm not understanding why they have to sit and be still, though. I don't get that part.
You're revering the storm that the Lord is making.
So, but he makes everything, apparently.
But so that's the time. But that's a time for you to be quiet and just be in awe of his majesty.
Okay.
With, you know, with the whole lightning and the rumbling and everything.
We're
else.
Not even gonna even begin. But
yeah. I mean, I grew up like that, where when the storm started rolling in, turn the lights off, turn the television off, and we were quiet. We stayed away from the windows. So, I think some of it, too, was protect the electronics and stuff like that.
I mean, yeah, I can see the electronics part, but the sitting and being still is what gets me.
But then, too, it could be one of those things that the parents would tell us for the kids to be quiet.
Because they want us to be quiet.
Because they want us to be quiet. You know, kind of like...
That's actually not a bad plan.
You know,
lying to kids is how it's. I mean, everybody lies to their kids all the time anyway, so.
Yeah, in spirit, yes, they do lie.
So, hey, if you need to sit and be quiet and give reverence, I can get those kids out of my hair for a second.
Yeah, parents be around, I'm like, man, I hope it storms today. So my kids can just be quiet just for a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, so. Yeah, what's going on? We want to say hello to our chat room that's watching us live at twitch.tv/ValentineCast. What is going on? And out there we have Mr. Punk Gopher, Mr. J.K. Graham himself.
Hello.
And we have a few more that my viewer list is not popping up, so.
Oh, Jay.
I know.
Do I have to do everything?
Hey, if it pops up for you.
Hello, Resting Willpower.
Oh, Resting Willpower is there, too.
We know him.
Yep.
Anyway, so, so we had a good day today.
We did. Like Renee said.
A little damp, but.
It was raining today and everything. So, our AC went out again.
Right.
So, I had to call our warranty people. So.
Maybe they will finally get a new one this time.
Yeah. I wonder.
Or not.
Well, we may have to go to the bank and talk to them to see if we have options.
Yeah, we cannot not have air conditioning.
Oh, I know we can't not have air conditioning.
I mean, we could.
Really?
In theory.
Okay, yes. In theory, yes, we could be without air conditioning, but we want to put our marriage at stake like that.
Our marriage?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Because one, when it gets hot, who is grumpy?
A tad bit testy.
Tad bit, my ass.
Tad bit testy.
Let me tell y'all. When we had Dewey the damn blue thing, this is the 1996 Buick Regal.
I don't even know if it's
coupe.
It was 80 something.
No, it was 96. Oh. It was a 96 or a 94 Buick Regal that we had. It was 94. A coupe. Yeah. Yeah, it was 94 coupe. And nice car. It was a nice car.
Leather.
It was awesome because, you know, Renee needed a car and you got it and everything else. But one of the things with Dewey the damn blue thing, yes, that was his name.
It was.
Because your friend,
Lori.
Lori, who is awesome. And we haven't seen her in a while.
I haven't seen Lori since forever.
Yep. She named him. But Dewey didn't have a AC. So before we got White Ghost, which is our 2006 Saturn View, summers were really hot. The two summers before we got Dewey.
It was.
And let's just say, Renee, it was like when we got in the car, it was just like, don't even talk to her. Don't even touch her.
I mean, you're already hot and you can't do anything. It's just like you're cooking your own skin and then somebody's talking to you, which means you have to talk, which exerts more effort. That's making you hotter.
That's just hot air, Jay. You need to shut up.
I did not say that, by the way.
You didn't. But yeah, so that's why I'm saying, you know, for our marriage and for our love for one another, we need to have nice, cool AC.
Yeah. You know? I guess, yeah, that makes sense.
But
it's necessary.
I think we'll do all right if we didn't have AC. I mean, we'll make it work. We'll just walk around naked in the house most of the time, probably.
That doesn't help all the time, though.
No, it doesn't. Cool showers, all that other good stuff. But, yeah, let's go ahead and see what, let's let everybody know what we did this weekend.
Weekend wrap up! Boom! That's how you people say it, right?
So, this week was Father's Day weekend. And we started off the week in by Renee horseback riding.
I did. Saturday. My mother had given me an Amazon local deal to go horseback riding for Christmas. And we finally got to set it up. And I went. And it was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to post one of the pictures as the episode picture. But it was awesome.
One, I can if you give me all of them.
You can make a collage.
And I would do the Kim thing, and I will hook you up with a diptych.
Okay, thank
you. I know, right?
So close to a bad word. But so yeah, my horse's name was Hesho. He was beautiful.
Hesho what?
I prefer to think of his name being spelled H-I-S-H-O.
No, he shows something.
Hesho.
Yeah.
Did it say trail ride? Did it advertise trail ride? I hope it didn't because it was not a trail ride, by the way.
I don't know.
It was around their property.
Right.
Pretty much.
Right. But
it's funny. You would think that would piss some people off, but I was just as excited. I didn't care if I could ride around in a tight circle. I'd just be excited to do that.
If they had left you just stay in the
the arena, I'd be
in the arena. You would have been like,
I would have been pumped.
I'm telling you, guys, girls, men, women, I absolutely love when Renee is, I think the word I used was enthralled. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, she is extremely excited and happy and just very, very pleased. She gets this huge smile on her face, but she tries to contain it. And it's just like, you can just tell her lips are just like this right here, pulling back because she just want to smile so big, but she's trying to contain it because she know if she does, she's going to be like,
pretty much. If I wanted to smile, I would look insane. Because you don't know how much I can't express how much I love horses.
So were you like,
yes, inside I was doing that.
That's what you were doing.
I was like, oh my God, I'm an horse. Yeah, I was basically doing that the whole entire time. I was like, I want a horse. Oh. And then, it takes muscles though. Tiny bit sore in my upper thigh region, but you know, such is life. Yeah. That's what happens.
Yeah.
And I did amazing on my horse. Right. I mounted just fine. I know how to turn right, turn left. I already knew that stuff already.
But I have to ask you, who did not do amazing?
What's her name?
Riley.
Riley. Mm. Riley was horrible.
Take that, Riley.
She was also in our riding group, and she was behind me. And the leader of the group kept having to tell Riley to give Kiss a big old kick, because apparently this girl didn't know how to keep her horse going faster. And I was like, I'm so much better than her. She sucked. And she was only 7 or 8, but still sucked. And she took riding lessons. I took riding lessons. That was better than her.
You know who that reminds me? I'm trying to think of that movie we watched with the basketball player.
Yeah.
And he was blocking the little kids.
Oh.
And then people were like, no, it was Modern Family.
Oh.
Remember when, what's
Mitchell.
His name? Mitchell. And his daughter were doing kickball or tat or
it was handball.
Oh, it was handball. Yeah.
Oh my
god. He was like, I kick your butt, little
kid.
But
really, it's like she had to tell her every 2 seconds, and even she had to tell her back to back. I'm like, dude, just give that horse a kick, girl.
I'm surprised you didn't say, I'm gonna turn my horse around. I'm gonna get you going.
It's like, I think maybe because she didn't have enough weight behind her heels, the horse probably couldn't even freaking feel it.
And probably she may, even though she's had lessons and stuff like that,
I don't know,
maybe
before.
She's one of those kids that, you know, she's like, I don't want to kick him because it might hurt him.
I don't ever want to ride with Riley again. If I show up for another ride and Riley is there, I will turn around and go back home.
Right.
No, I won't. But I would want to. So take that, Riley. You'll never hear this, but you sucked.
Yep.
All right. So when we got back to the arena, I got to hold the horse, and I was rubbing on its mane, on its forelock.
Were you like, good, Jay's not here?
No, I was not like that. But I was rubbing him, and then he started rubbing his head against my body. He was so happy. I was like, aw.
Start rubbing his head against my body.
Not like that. No. You know how Toby will rub his head all over your hand? It was kind of like that.
Yeah. I have to admit, the horses were pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, when I was walking down the stalls and stuff like that, and I just kind of like how they stomp. I love how they stomp the ground. They just sit there and stomp, and I guess they're getting the flies off.
Yeah.
And, they stomp. I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah. I got to take the saddle off of Hisho. So much horse sweat all over my hand. It was awesome.
And you touched me.
I did touch you. Yeah, I did.
I got horse sweat all over my body.
No. I'm sure I washed my hands before that occurred. So you're fine. So I had a great time, and I would like to do lessons. A little pricey, so I'm trying to work it out, but I really want to learn how to do other horsey stuff. So.
That's cool.
Thank you, Mom.
Huh?
I said, thank you, Mom.
Yep. Thanks, Miss Crocker. She was very happy. And then on Sunday, we went to go see Man of Steel. It was
mixed reviews on this movie.
Yeah,
right?
There's been a lot of mixed reviews. With Man of Steel, some people either love it or some people hate it. You know, some people are looking for Christopher Reeves.
I don't know what they're looking for, you know, exactly.
But some people said it was just as bad. Well, I've seen a couple people say it was just as bad as Superman Returns, you know? So.
Okay. I thought it was good. I enjoyed it. I had a good time.
I did enjoy it.
I think people went into it with too many expectations.
Right.
See, I went into it with no expectations.
Right.
Maybe that's why I enjoyed it so much.
Yeah, and that's my thing. It's like, I mean, and that's kind of how I treat book movies as well. You know, I don't go in with an expectation. You know, I go in, unless, of course, it's a sequel.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if it's a sequel, it better bring something to the table.
Right.
That it brought before. That's right. Just how it's supposed to be.
And that was one of the reasons why, you know, I kind of asked about Star Wars, Star Trek, the Into the Darkness, the one before that. I was like, is this a continuation or is it just the same universe? And I was just like, just the same universe. You know? And you don't have to watch the first one.
I mean, basically, you'll miss a little bit of backstory on maybe Spock and Uhura and maybe his character on how he came about. But no, they're totally two different movies.
Right.
Man of Steel, you know, it stands on its own. I liked it, except for the last 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Because this isn't a spoiler. Everybody knows the character of Superman. You know that apparently when he puts on glasses, they're magic glasses that change the anatomy of his face.
Right.
That nobody can recognize him.
Right.
And this bugs me. If Jay puts on glasses, guess what? I know it's still Jay.
But I look different.
Slightly. But trust me, you look like the exact same person.
It depends on the glasses. It depends on the glasses.
No.
Because
no, even with shades on, and I can't see half your face, I still would know it was you.
What if I had some LeVar Burton?
Yes.
Jordy?
Yes. I would still know it was you.
That's sad.
That's what I don't get. It's one of the stupidest things about Superman. I know it's always going to be there. It's part of the lore, but it's just so stupid. It along with him going in a phone booth. Is that trumped
Spider-Man,
up?
I thought.
Did Spider-Man go in a phone booth?
Oh, I guess Superman did too.
I thought Superman went in a phone booth and changed his clothes. I don't know what the heck his clothes were doing in a phone booth. And why he didn't go to the bathroom.
No, his clothes, see, he always wore the Superman suit.
Under?
Mm-hmm.
Where's his cape?
It's tucked in his underwear. That's why his butt looks so big.
So why didn't he go in the bathroom and change? I guess because you don't want to see Superman coming out of the bathroom.
Because he wanted the pee-pee.
Can you imagine Superman coming out of the bathroom? That's not a very heroic image, I guess.
And you know what? Okay. So this is how much that I haven't really watched Superman. Oh, you know what? I mean, or know a lot about Superman. And it's not, you know, about when I was watching him fly, you know, the part where he's going through all that. You know, so I'm like, is Superman really flying or is he jumping? But then there's times when he just hovers in midair.
He can fly. Yes.
So,
he knows how to exert his energies.
Yeah. So
basically he learned how to exert his energy. And so at first, yeah, jumping.
So
yeah,
I like. And so everybody know I'm before even the movies, I mean, I've always been an Iron Man fan. And it's like, okay, so where is the thrust coming from that makes him, like when he's flying and
you
all
want
of a sudden.
Scientific stuff.
Right, scientific stuff. You know what I'm saying? But he's a superhero, so it goes beyond what our science can explain.
This is true.
You know?
I mean, they have a medal that's not even in our periodic table.
Right.
You can't comprehend that.
Because he was like, you know, because he was just flying along and then, you know, he buckled down and he started, and then he like broke the sand barrier. Yeah. You know, cause he was just flying along, and all of a sudden it was like, poof, you know, kind of like what Iron Man did, but that was because Iron Man kicked in some thrusters and stuff
this,
like that.
The little fist out in front, I hate that. I know that's how Superman's supposed to fly. I just think it's so stupid. That would create more drag. You think he want to fly with his hands by his side, right?
Well, it doesn't matter. He's Superman. Okay. Apparently he's not held by the bounds of physics and shit like that. So it doesn't matter. And I'm not saying that. I'm not trying to argue against it.
Ah.
It's just something that I've always thought about.
J.K. Grammer said in the first Action Comics, he didn't fly. He could only leap over tall buildings in a single bound. And then they gave him the ability to fly.
Thank you, J.K.
Thanks, J.K.
Yeah, it just kind of, you know, it's just one of the things that I kind of wondered about while I was watching. And while I was thinking, I was like, why didn't I ever think about that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, what makes him, I just say magic.
And,
but,
right, and then that's pretty much what it is.
I guess if you question stuff too much in comics, it becomes less fun sometimes.
Well, it depends. Like, well, you know who all my favorite comic book characters are.
Right.
There's Iron Man, no superpowers. Black Panther, we like him. No superpowers.
No real superpowers.
No real superpowers.
Not like.
We have Punisher. Yeah, he don't have no superpower.
No superpowers.
Until he got that anti-aging serum or whatever that stuff was.
That was crazy.
I mean, those are the three that I really like a lot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you're talking to someone that has, you know, people that they build stuff. And I think for me, I think the reason I relate to them so much more is that they're more human than not. You know what I'm saying? But then you have people like, you know, Shadowhawk and whatnot.
I mean, in a way, Black Panther is, because he gets stuff granted to him by the Panther God, apparently. He gets acute senses and increases his strength, speed, stamina, reflexes, and agility to Olympic levels. So it's not like
to he's Olympic levels.
He's
though.
Not a superhuman
right.
type thing.
To Olympic levels.
Yeah. He can pick up a prey scent and
what?
Memorize tens of thousands of individual ones. Now that's pretty.
He can pick up what?
Like someone he's stalking, he can pick up their scent.
Oh, okay.
Like a panther would.
Okay.
So, I mean, yeah, but I wouldn't count that as superhero powers. I grant
right,
you that.
Right.
That's not strong enough to be superhero
right,
powers.
Right, right. So, I mean, that's the thing that kind of, you know, I guess I think
you
about.
You like that kind of stuff.
I mean, I like that stuff, but I also like, I mean, I like Hulk. I like Superman. I mean, I'm not like a huge Superman fan because you know I'm not a huge DC fan.
Yeah, DC has its faults for sure.
Right. And so, I mean, I didn't read I liked Spider-Man back then, you know, so, I mean, he has superpowers and stuff like that. But he also created, like, the web slingers and everything else and, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, he had a Spidey sense. And
you like the ingenious, like the
I
people
think
who.
So. I think that's what it is.
Don't just have the. Aren't just awesome because they have the power.
I like
awesome
the gadgets.
What they do
I really them. Like the gadgets also.
The gadgets.
You know.
Yeah.
But,
right. So, Batman. You like Batman?
Batman
has
got,
tons of gadgets.
Batman got issues. Okay. I
oh,
like
please.
Batman. Okay.
Most superheroes have issues. Tony Stark has more issues than Batman.
He don't have daddy issues.
Okay, so is one issue worse than the other kind of issue?
Ain't,
anyway.
Nothing, ain't nothing wrong with drinking. Well, anyway, so.
Ain't nothing wrong with drinking.
and he's a dick sometimes. but yeah, so we watched Man of Steel. Your mileage would vary if you go see it. Well, are we disappointed when we went to go see it? Nah.
No. Not at all. I really enjoyed myself.
I enjoyed
popcorn
it.
Popcorn and soda was great.
Yep. But I don't, unlike Iron Man 3, I don't think we'll go back and see this one.
No.
Unless someone.
I would.
Okay.
I mean,
if a family member or something like that wanted some company.
Right.
I would go.
I wouldn't be offended to see it again at all.
Yeah. I wouldn't be offended to see it again. And everything else. So, that.
Yeah. Man of Steel.
And then.
See, we already talked about it. So now we can't talk about it in media.
Oh.
I spent too much time talking
oh,
about
we
it.
Did.
We got deep into it.
Oh, we did kind of get deep into
it's
it.
It's fine.
I can play the media bumper real quick.
No. Father's Day.
All right, so in the yesterday's, oh, before we go to Father's Day. So, we've been jumping all over the weekend. Okay, so Father's Day was yesterday.
Right.
And what did we do?
We went over to my parents' house, and my dad had his requested meal of cube steak.
Which was awesome.
Yeah. So happy Father's Day. Happy belated Father's Day to all the fathers. Jay and my dad and my uncle were there. Happy Father's Day, fathers.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And so that was fun. Just hanging out with my family is always a fun time. And then we played a wonderful little game with my family called Cards Against Humanity.
And you're like, I know everybody knows it's like, you play Cards Against Humanity with your mother and father?
And those of y'all who don't know what Cards Against Humanity is, it's the tagline of it is, it's a party game for horrible people.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it's like apples to apples, but more offensive in a lot of ways.
Right.
And I've heard that apples, like, I've never played apples to apples, and I've heard it's actually a little offensive already. But
oh, really?
That's what I've heard. I don't know. But yeah, I do.
Maybe we should get apples for apples for those times.
Apples to apples.
Apples to apples for those times when we don't want to be
no
rude.
I mean, yeah, because I think you and I were the only ones who weren't uncomfortable.
Right.
I thought it was funny hearing my mom and dad and seeing them looking at all these phrases. It cracked me up.
And then me explaining your dad what smeg was.
No, you explained what he didn't know what smegma was.
No, he didn't. Bless his heart. So I had to explain.
I don't even think that's a medical term. No, it's not.
Actually, and it was funny because
it is a medical.
It's a medical term.
It is a medical.
And I showed it to him as the medical term, and he was reading. He was like, "That doesn't explain much."
So you're like,
"Then
oh,
I was
fine.
Like, okay, toe jam, but think of it somewhere else."
And he was like, "Oh, okay."
That was all I could do. Oh, see, J.K. Graham was like, "What was it?"
Hold on, I'll link you the Wikipedia article.
I didn't say what it was. Oh, can we say what it is?
I mean, it's a medical.
It's a medical term.
It's a medical term.
It's a medical term.
It's not anything
smegma.
Dirty. It is the buildup of crud around the penis.
Well, it's also
specifically around the head.
Not just the penis; it's also the vaginal area
Area. It can. Yeah, basically when people don't clean themselves,
right,
you get smegma.
Right, it's so, cottage cheese, baby.
It looks like cottage cheese. So if you have smegma, you need to go take a bath.
Right, pretty much.
Penis is an acceptable word. As I said what is that one football movie long time ago, Friday Night? Not Friday Night Lights, is it?
No, was not Friday Night Lights.
No.
TV show.
It's the other one. Anyway, but there's a teacher in front of the class in a sex ed class, and she was making all the kids say, penis, 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 vagina, vagina, vagina.
Was it Varsity Blues?
Yes, yes, it was Varsity Blues. And just to, so they would know it wasn't a dirty word, but it was funny. So now I always say it. I have no problem with saying penis and vagina.
So you go penis, 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 vagina, vagina,
vagina,
vagina,
vagina. I say that more often than you think in my head.
That's awesome. You know what? Since y'all bring up Varsity Blues, I don't believe I've ever seen that movie.
It's a good movie. It's one of those. I mean,
I have to watch
you've
it.
Missed out on a lot of good movies.
I need to see this.
You missed
Varsity
out on a lot
Blues.
Of good movies.
You know
we'll
what?
Have to watch that.
I'm gonna go over to Netflix while we're doing this.
It is good.
And then so yeah, we did that.
I don't want your life. That's the kid in Dawson's Creek.
Man, I think
I don't want.
Oh, maybe I just,
your life. Sorry,
maybe
I love
heard,
that part.
Maybe I just heard a lot. Netflix.com. Okay, so with that was our week wrap up. So let's go ahead and jump right into a little bit of media with this long intro that Renee hates so much.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
It's like the bumper. It's like the little recording that Scott has of a Veronica saying sausages. Have you heard him play this? She said, sausages. And it's like a second longer than you expect it to be, and it throws you off. It's like this
right.
Every time. I'm like, oh my gosh, shorten this thing. One second would make a ton of difference. I'm going to put it out there.
So Varsity Blues is not on Netflix.
Because it was a good movie.
It's also not one of the movies for Prime. So I'll have to pay to rent it. So I'll have to add this to my watch list, and then we'll see. Maybe we'll find it somewhere like at Walmart or something for
like $5.
$5 or something.
Sounds
so.
Like a plan to me, Stan. Sounds like a plan, Stan.
So let me start the TV up,
and I'll talk about our movie that we wrote for last week.
Yep, we wrote for Red Cliff.
Red Cliff. This has subtitles in it,
and
will back up our decision.
Had subtitles in, and it was also Father's Day weekend.
And so it did not get watched.
Because we spent a lot of time hanging out with Deidre, because Deidre was in town.
My sister, yeah.
Her sister Deidre was in town, and we had an amazing time. Because we went to O'Charlie's on Saturday after the horseback riding. Did we already say that?
What?
We said that before the show, I think. So. Huh, The Dictator's on Netflix.
Wasn't that lovely? So, Red Cliff didn't get watched. It doesn't mean that we don't want to see it.
It did not.
So, we will be seeing it. So
Hendo's not here. So,
yeah. So what's the top number? I have it up.
It is 155.
155. Let's see if we get some horribleness in here. 32, which is going to be a TV show.
Really?
Well, here. Do you know what I can do?
Yeah,
hold on. What's the minimum number? Give me a minimum number, and then that way it'll always be a movie. We'll do that.
No, just go ahead and...
No. Well, what's the minimum number? Just give me a minimum.
I mean a minimum.
Where did the movie start?
Oh, where did the movie start? Oh, you can do like 32, 3.
Yeah.
Oh, why'd you say that?
Because...
Let's see.
Because I just thought of it.
52 to 155.
You can do that in WoW too, by the way.
I know.
94.
Are you in WoW?
No.
Random.org does that?
Yes.
Ooh, babe. It's Gwyneth Paltrow.
I have mixed feelings about her. Read the description for people.
This adaptation of Jane Austen's novel about manners and misguided matchmaking takes a comic look at the romantic meddling of Emma Woodhouse.
Emma Woodhouse?
Yep.
Okay. So, are we supposed to know her or something?
Nah, I don't know.
It's the way they phrased it, like we're supposed to know who she is.
Huh, this is 96. So this is Gwyneth Paltrow is... one of these favorite actresses, I'm told.
She's so self-important, or acts so self-important.
Is that the same one that was in, is she the one that was in?
Iron Man, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I forget. You don't remember people's names and everything as much.
But looking at that, she looks, in Emma, she looks bigger than
like,
what she is now.
Not as skinny.
Yeah.
Well, she probably lost a lot of weight.
So there you go. I mean, you'll be able to see Gwyneth Paltrow as she was back then when she was pretty awesome, you know? All right, so that's what we're going to be watching this week, and we already talked about Man of Steel.
We did.
And then after the podcast last week, you all know.
Wonderfulness was unveiled.
Sony press conference happened at E3. And
I mean,
Sony came out.
Such old news, but I can't help it.
Yeah, it is old news.
It's so old news.
So that's one of the things we had of recording on Mondays and being once a week.
Right.
So everybody already know about this. We can just talk about how excited we were.
Okay. All right. So
we can talk about how excited.
I'm a Sony fangirl. I've liked not only the PlayStation, but their products before that. Their headphones and, you know, their boom boxes, the cassette tape players. I liked all that.
Right.
So I love the first PlayStation, PlayStation 2, and my PS3. I love them all.
Right.
So I was excited for it. And then they brought out all these amazing games. Granted, most of them are not exclusive to the PS4. Same with Xbox. I think only one or two were exclusive to each system that they showed. So I kind of like that there's less of that, actually. So more people can get the games, but they revealed all these great games, and then they started talking about the system itself.
Right.
And this is when the crap hit the fan in a good way.
Yeah, because they never...
Good crap.
Because they never... When Sony brought out the PlayStation 4 back in February or March, whenever they made the announcement, they never said what the price of it was going to be. And so E3, earlier that day, Xbox came out and said Xbox One, $4.99. Sony come up and said, Sony PS PlayStation 4, $3.99.
Oh, and they totally made that decision that day.
I think so, too.
They made that like an hour before.
And not only $3.99, but they are not going to hold you back from playing used games on their system.
And if you want to share with your friend, you just... share with your friend.
And they said, but it's left up to the publisher. So, I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah, it's left up to the publisher.
But they don't.
Publishers aren't going to touch that a lot.
And my thing is that the difference is, to me, is that there's nothing hardwired into the PS4 like the Xbox One that will cause you not to be able to use used games.
Right.
So I mean, it is what it is, and you know, I can't complain too much, and we're excited, and
I am super excited. I cannot wait to get a PS4 in this freaking house.
Right.
Not getting an Xbox One.
Right. And because apparently, from what Don Matrix from Microsoft said, for those that, you know, what if you don't have an internet connection to play with Xbox One? I mean, what do you suggest for those people?
Fortunately, we have a product for people who aren't able to get some form of connectivity. It's called Xbox 360.
Right. So stick with 360. That's your message if you don't,
well,
if you don't like it?
If you have zero access to the internet.
That, I mean, I wonder how many people yelled at him after they heard what he said.
Right, right.
Like, are you freaking serious? So that just kind of, it was funny. I mean, Microsoft will sell plenty of Xboxes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not thinking that they're going to go under. Not even by far. Not even
so,
close.
I mean, there are some games on Xbox One exclusive that I do want to play.
Yeah.
I would like to play Rise. Problem. So I think it's going to be something like how it happened with the PS3 for us. We didn't get a PS3 when it came out. I mean, we didn't get a PS3 until like maybe 2 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
It was like 2 years ago or three. Oh, wait a minute. No.
It was for Uncharted, right?
Yeah, wait a minute.
We were definitely in our apartment.
Yeah, we're in our apartment. So I don't even know. Were we married yet?
Yeah.
So it was like 2000.
We got it when we were in the new apartment. Because remember, I got it from that one service.
So it was 2010. It must have been
Glide. I got it from Glide.
It must have been 2010 is when we got it. So you know, and the Xbox, it had been out for a while. You know, so we'll probably eventually get an Xbox One.
Eventually, probably.
It'll probably be when the prices are down, and or it may be a used one. I mean, hopefully we're filled with used games that I'm not playing.
Filled with used games that they forgot to wipe off.
So, yeah. So, that was our thought from the Sony press release, press conference. And then also, last week, a week ago today, there was a new game that came out for the 3DS. And this game is called Animal Crossing.
Yes.
And you're probably like, why are you guys talking about 3DSs? Y'all don't own any 3DSs. Well,
we do now.
We do now.
That was very anticlimactic how you like that. Just, eh. So, yeah.
So, we
I haven't had a handheld since I won a PSP and then I sold it about 2 weeks after. And this was when it first came out. I mean, this was like the week it came out, I won one.
You know, I want to fucking steal.
It was weird how I won it. It was almost like
it was a gaming website.
Yeah, it was a gaming website.
Because
I won out of like thousands and thousands of people. I won. And it was my first day.
Here we go.
It was
It was April 23rd that you won. And it was from one up. And it was from one up.
What a year was it?
2005. And let's see here. Congratulations, Renee Crocker. And if I click on her profile, she's Ice Water 1. Oh, babe, click on the link.
What?
This is my Zeta lady. Oh.
That is so funny. I love that it still has all my freaking... I remember Prioprism. He was Stan. I knew him from Final Fantasy. And I was talking about Guild Wars. Hey, there are three pages. You should totally read some of those. Oh, and on April 23rd, the title of the entry was "I Never Win Anything."
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, for your title?
Yeah, for the next vlog, and I talk about winning it.
Okay. So I have to pinch myself about 5 times. I want a PSP, and I never win anything.
So that was a good little... I love that my rank is Grandma's Boy. Thanks, 1UP.
Oops, sorry about the noise for waking y'all up.
No, you aren't sorry at
all.
Well,
that's awesome.
JK. Ooh, if I could reach across airwaves, I would choke you. Anyway, so yeah, so cute, he just said I was so cute. What happened?
Whatever.
What happened?
She's beautiful now. So you were cute back then. Oh, you were cute thanks. As a child.
Thanks. Yeah. Okay. This is bragging. I will admit, but I was cute as a child. I was cute. I was a cute kid.
You were cute as a child.
I was really cute.
But I didn't marry a cute woman. I married a beautiful woman. That's what I'm talking about. She's damn sexy.
This feels so wrong.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Moving on. So we haven't even popped open Animal Crossing yet.
We haven't. We just picked them up today.
So I just want to mention that we got it. That's why it's on there. Like, hey, we have.
And look forward to a review.
And I used to play the one on GameCube, and I loved it. So, and the graphics look about the same as they were on GameCube. So, I feel like it's not too bad.
Right. And then also on Friday, a game came out people have been waiting with bated breath for. And this game is called Last of Us. And Renee.
Yes.
You've been playing some Last of Us.
I have been playing some of the Last of Us.
So what are you thinking?
Okay, here's my thing. I just say this up front. People have said that this game has been the best game of this console generation. And that this has changed all games from here on out. Dramatic one said this, but everybody said it was so amazing. I have not reached that either. I have not reached that point yet where it blows me out of the water, or I'm not blown out of the water in general. Now, that's not to say I like the game. The art is beautiful. The voice acting is awesome. The animations are great. The enemies can be frustrating, but not too frustrating. You can finally get past parts, and so I'm enjoying it, but I keep waiting for that moment.
Yeah,
like the first 5 minutes were really, the first 15 minutes or so were really gripping.
Mm-hmm. But and there were some people that people were talking about, it got better once you got the quarantine area, and some, they were talking about this at work,
the quarantine
area. But you are. And I was kind of like, so you guys already went past the part that you were at? Because I think it's the part I was thinking they were talking about. It was like, no, we haven't been to that part yet. And I was like,
I keep waiting.
What?
I hope it's not going to be like this for the rest of the game. Because, okay, it'd be fine if it was, because it's still a good game. But I want that epiphany. It's like, I want that thing that everybody's talking about.
Right,
but,
right.
The thing I like most, I think, are the facial expressions. The way, like, a character does not have to say anything. Right. You know exactly what they're feeling. And they're so real. And the people that did the timing of the talking, it seems so natural that I'm enjoying it. I'm going to play more after this. So, Last of Us.
Yep. Yeah. Well, cool. All right, let's jump right into some food.
The fridge is not prepared.
I lost nothing this past week.
But think about what you did. Saturday, half a tub of popcorn. No, Sunday, you had half a tub of popcorn.
I did.
And then you ate dinner over at my house, and you know how that goes.
Yes.
On Sunday.
Yes.
And then Saturday, we had O'Charlie's.
Mm-hmm.
So I think not losing anything is good.
Oh, yeah. And I think it's going to be... It's going to be not worse, but it's going to be interesting.
Yeah. So we're going to start walking more. And see, I'm telling this to our listeners. Maybe I'll actually.
Right.
Stick with it if I tell, people that I'm going to be doing it. But I'm proud of you for not gaining. And I'm fine, too.
Oh, my gosh, babe.
Oh, my gosh. What?
I just found a picture of me from third grade.
Yay.
From our third grade yearbook.
I want to see it. Do you have poofy hair like you did when I first met you?
Yes.
What is up with you and the poofy hair?
I told you why I had poofy hair. Because, oh my God.
Okay, so you're going to have to post this so everybody can see in the chat room. And then, so those of you who aren't here, tough luck. No, I'm sure Jay will post it so everyone can see.
Oh man, this is freaking awesome. Let me say
this. He was a really cute kid.
Let me save this.
There's this one picture. He looks a lot like a girl because his hair is all long and flowy.
Let's see, third grade. All right. Let me see. Let me open this. All right. And so let me change to a different scene for our viewer audience. And there. And add.
This is great, yeah, this great, is, great radio. Yeah,
I know. I am so sorry, y'all, but this cracked me up.
I thought you were an expert at doing this.
I am. All right, so look on the screen here.
Oh, you can barely see. Is that you in the middle?
Right here.
Oh,
that's
over
me
here.
Right there.
Aw. Your big old head.
And you know who this is? This is Miss Davis.
Oh, did you always talk about?
I called her Miss Davis. It was really Davis, D-A-V-I-S.
Uh-huh.
But I always called her Miss Davis. And she was like, she went to the board. I remember her going to the board and said, Jerry, my name is Miss Davis, D-A-V-I-S.
And you kept doing
and
then, it anyway.
And not D-I-V-U-S. I said, okay, Miss Davis.
I would have sent you to office.
No, I didn't do it on purpose. That's what I called her, you know. But, yeah.
Oh, I was trying to be smart. Like, ha, no, I he sent me to do Davis.
Nah,
like, Davis.
I was trying to. Yeah,
that's
man.
That's something you would do, though.
That is crazy. I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't.
Yeah, you totally disrupted the flow.
I did. I absolutely did. And that's my buddy Brian. I'm going to have to friend him, so. But yeah, so I guess, and the reason you all are seeing this too is that, probably seeing some of this is that my 20th year anniversary for
so people are posting
reunion
old
is coming
pictures.
Up. Yeah, yeah. So,
okay, so that's cool.
Yeah, so that is funny stuff.
So,
funny stuff.
I want to tell you about the Frog Pants people did.
All right, go
in
ahead,
terms
tell
of weight
us.
Loss. The Frog Pants people to date on the Nerdtacular Challenge have lost 3,491.9 pounds.
Wow.
For 254 people, that is 13.64 pounds per person. How about that? That is crazy.
That is
so
freaking amazing.
Definitely we're going to reach 3,500 by Nerdtacular. I say definitely, but and it might not, but I really think they we can all lose 9 pounds collectively by then. Oh, so. Yeah, so great job. I can't wait to see everybody. Everybody's going to be looking pimp and suave and smooth.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it's awesome.
Well, cool. We didn't do anything as far as cooking anything new.
No, I was going to.
You were.
But you said no.
I did.
You're like, woman, get out of that kitchen and stop cooking.
Yep, I said, don't
stop
go
making
that
me all the sandwiches.
Quit making all those sandwiches and come on in here. So, but what we're going to do today, we're going to try out some Dorothy Lynch.
Yes.
Or do you want to do a popcorn?
No.
Which one you want to do?
Dorothy Lynch.
You want to do a Dorothy Lynch? And I'll chit-chat with you all for a minute here. As I'm looking at the chat room, Mr. Punk Gopher said he's been doing Losing Himself. So if you all looking for information, you know, to join the Frog Pants group or anything else out there, you go to www.tinyurl.com/n13 no Frog Pants Lose It. I think it's Frog Pants Lose It. Yep, is where you want to go to join the group, or if you're in the chat room right now, you'll have a handy-dandy link there.
Yeah, the Frog Pants group is great in Lose It. Everybody, yep, you know, encourages everyone. It's pretty nice.
Yep. So if you don't want to copy that big URL, I'll give you the small one. Bam. How about that? So, yeah, we have Dorothy Lynch here.
I had never heard of Dorothy Lynch.
Renee had never heard of Dorothy
Ever.
Lynch.
Ever.
And we have Mr. Punk Gopher here, who awesomely, so awesome, he sent us fat-free version and
that's so thoughtful
and the regular version, so and we're gonna be trying those today. Well, Renee's gonna be trying them today.
Yeah, because Jerry knows what it tastes
like. I know what it tastes like, but it's been a long time, so today we will dip thy fingers into thy bowl.
I don't even know what to say about that. Yeah. So let me try the fat-free version.
Give me the other one. I'm going to try the other one.
Here.
I have a straw here.
Are you really going to use a straw?
I'm not going to suck it. I'm just going to dip
you
it in.
You must get that sound bite. I want that. I'm not going to suck it.
Where is that? Mmm. Dorothy Lynch.
Okay.
Oh.
So this is fat-free.
Mmm.
It looks like French.
So which one is this? Oh, wow. That is sweet.
Wow. It's the fat-free one. It's not bad. It's like sweeter than French. It's like, not more oily, but more viscous.
It is a little oily, actually, thinking about it.
That's sweeter than French. That's like French and you add sugar to it.
Mm.
It tastes like honey French. Have you ever had honey French before?
Is that what they have at Rafferty's?
I don't know. No. I know my
We've had honey French before.
Yeah,
from
what it tastes like. It tastes just like honey
you
French.
You know what? I wonder if honey French is a new thing now.
They had honey French in the bottles when I was a kid in Kroger. No, not a new thing. We used to get it all the time.
But in Nebraska, you don't have French. You have Dorothy Lynch. French is never an option. Is that still, if Punk Gopher, if you're out there listening, is that still the case? You can't get French anywhere there, but it's all Dorothy Lynch. At least that's what, you know, if I remember correctly. But yeah, thanks, man.
I liked it. Because I love salads. So this is perfect. And they say you can try it on taco salad, pizza, substitute for ketchup and meatloaf.
Mm-hmm.
Ew. Vegetables? Ew. Other vegetables would you
probably,
ew.
It's probably easier to get sweet tea in Nebraska than it is to get French dressing.
You think?
I bet you it is. But yes.
I can see why they wouldn't, because it tastes like French, so why would you have a French and a French on the menu?
Right, but I did get the recipe that you sent Punk Gopher, and I will, when we run out of this, we may attempt our hand at making it, and we'll let you know how it turns out. So, yes, I know sweet tea is right in Nebraska, because I remember when Famous Dave's finally showed up. And they brought the
sweet tea. Should be everywhere.
It
I'm just going to
put
that out there.
All right. So let's go ahead and jump right into some Mr. Feisty.
At Valentine's, odds and ends.
Odds and ends.
So let me go on out here. This is the reason why I was on Facebook, because I was trying to get all the birthdays. I'm trying to see.
Oh, you didn't get it? Oh, so you didn't help me get all the birthdays?
I didn't, because tomorrow, on Tuesday, is my nephew's birthday, Justin.
Oh, happy birthday,
happy
Justin.
Birthday,
I
Justin.
Know Justin.
You do.
Happy birthday, Justin.
And I know his mom, my sister Renee. I love that when I talk about my sister Renee around your family, and everybody's looking like, why is he saying my sister Renee?
It's
and
funny, because most people don't have my name, so it throws them off.
Right. So I remember the first time you were around and I was talking to her on the phone. It kind of tripped you out a little bit.
I was like, why does he keep saying my name? Weirdo.
But happy birthday, Justin.
Happy birthday.
He is awesome, you know, so he's going to be 23. And then tomorrow is also my cousin's mom's, their birthday, Caressa Gold Valentine. Caressa Gold Valentine.
Happy birthday.
And then Sandra Rodriguez from Nebraska.
You have all these people that are on my list. Happy birthday, Sandra.
Her birthday is on Saturday.
Who's Sandra Rodriguez?
She's the one that would make the enchiladas.
Oh, you told me about that.
For the coworkers, and we would pay her. She was like, what kind of enchiladas do you want? Do you want chicken, beef, or cheese? I'd be like, all three.
Of course. And
it'd be a big pan of each. And we put it in the freezer. It was awesome. And she made this.
How much did it cost?
I mean, I think for three pans, I think it ran about $20 to $30.
Not bad.
Oh, it was big old, you know, those aluminum pans, you know. And then also Jason Pike's birthday is on Sunday.
Don't know Jason Pike's.
No, Jason Pike, he went to my school.
Oh, you said it like I should know him.
I know.
Like, who the heck is that?
Do I know a Jason Pike? But yeah, so.
And then something else is happening on Sunday.
What's that?
Someone else is having a burst out of a vagina day. That would be.
I thought it was Escape from the Vagina
Escape
Day.
Escape from the Vagina Day. JJ Valentine.
What?
Happy birthday, JJ.
What?
And our tradition is if you're in the chat room when it's your birthday week.
Oh, I just left the chat room.
We get to sing happy birthday.
I just left the chat room.
You're right here, so you're here in proxy.
I left the chat room.
So you can't sing happy birthday to yourself. This is going to
be
all.
Sure, I can.
Please don't. That's
not
like bragging, or that's like clapping for yourself.
That's not sexy. That's not hot. That's not hot.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
Me.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, JJ. Valentine, happy birthday to you.
Aww, thanks, babe.
You're welcome. That's exciting.
Yep.
Yay. I did it that's for later tonight, JK.
Uh-uh.
I ain't even going to say what he said.
So, Eric, there's a guy there's somebody else's birthday that I kind of looked over.
Who?
Eric Hetzel.
Oh,
who's
yeah,
that?
You didn't say that. Erica,
that's not a friend of mine.
Really? I must know him from somewhere. I wonder if I can get in my Gmail real quick to see who the heck this was.
No, I don't have an Eric Hetzel for the day.
Maybe it's my secret admirer.
Yeah, I was about to ask.
He plays WoW. He plays Horde. I don't know. It's his birthday today, though. Happy birthday, Eric.
And then also... Oh, is that blah,
this is
blah,
horrible.
Blah, I can't think of his name. John. No, that's somebody else.
You know, people should really put their WoW IDs on their Facebook page.
Bloody Lock. His birthday is today also.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, his name is John. Oh man, he's the one that says
we are horrible people. And we do horrible things.
We do. We're horrible people, and I can't. John, hold on.
You're gonna look, aren't you?
Doggone it, because this is irritating.
I have the hiccups now. I had the weirdest hiccups, but it's not as weird as Jay's cough. I mean, sneeze. Pretty bad.
Jonathan Eric, Bloody Lock.
Okay, yeah.
AIE.
Yeah.
I'm gonna press his. You know what? What was his name again?
Eric.
Hmm.
Anyway, so this is not good radio. So.
Oh, you must be. Is that on Facebook?
Yes.
You must be friends with him, and I'm not.
He doesn't like you.
What is up with that?
So, if you would like to contact us, tell us how boring we're being, or how vague we're being, or how awesome we are, you can reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. And you can see our blog, which has the show notes, including a picture of me on a horse, apparently.
Oh, it's the same guy.
Our blog at valentinecast.com.
So, yeah, that's the same guy. I didn't know you were friends with him on Facebook.
He asked me to be his friend. The podcast Twitter feed is Valentine. You are horrible today. The Valentine.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday week.
Such a brat. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. And the Facebook page is facebook.com/ValentineCast.
You can call us if you would like to. That number is 415-758-2278. That's 415-75VCast. Video can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. My Twitter feed, The Cowboy, THECAOBOI. Renee's Twitter feed, The Ice Flow, THECICEFLOW. That's it.
Bye.
So you guys, check out the Twitter feed whenever we get our 3DS set up. If you have one, we'll friend you like friends.
That sounds a little creepy.
That's what friends do.
Okay.
All right.
Well, bye, everyone.
Thank you, chat room, for being here.
Y'all are amazing.
Y'all have a great week. And we'll see you all on Twitter, the Facebook, and everywhere else.
Yep.
And, yep. I'm not as old as you, JK. What?
Blah, blah, blah.